Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Bethann.
Good morning.
Small business in Hawaii sometimes feels beleaguered, but they're going to have their day, huh?
Well, many of them are already having their day. They've been quietly doing that. But how we look at small business versus entrepreneurship is rather the subject of our first conversation this morning. Now, just think for a second. How many times do you hear the word entrepreneur these days? Often it may be in connection with startup programs, incubators, and conversations about diversifying and growing Hawaii's economy. All to the good for many small businesses who want to show lawmakers just what role they play. They'll be at the state capitol on March 5th for the High Growth Entrepreneurs Day. Dave Kozuki will be there representing his company, Toe Choice, and he'll be reminding lawmakers of the face of Hawaii's new entrepreneur. He's on the phone with us right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
We used to use that phrase, small business owner, and now we often just use the catch-all entrepreneur to describe someone who starts a small business. Is there a difference?
Well, you know, I grew up probably in the third generation of entrepreneurs and small business owners. My family has been doing brick-and-mortar type businesses, of course, service, if I could remember. And to me, that's what that always has been. It's just that now we're in a different era where Hawaii businesses or places, if you're in a place that's remote, you can have a national and global audience from wherever you are.
That's sort of, you know, the mechanism of all of that. But just, you grew up in a small business family, as you just mentioned, and you saw this as you were looking to do something with your own life. You've been involved with other companies. This is not your first venture, but certainly it's one that's proving to be rather profitable. How would you describe some of the tenets of entrepreneurship that you think we need to pay more attention to?
Well, you know, with entrepreneurship, there's a lot of risk-taking. And I think compared to other places in Hawaii, there's a that's not part of the culture, really, or it hasn't been in the past. I think you mentioned some of the programs going on today locally. And I think that culture of risk-taking and reaching out is being taught and is being seen by those younger students and entrepreneurs coming up and they're starting to learn that. That's definitely something we in Hawaii need to learn to act on a lot faster.
That element of risk-taking is not necessarily something that might be embodied then by a small business owner. Is that the difference then?
Well, I think once you are a small business owner, I think you've kind of passed that that mentality. You know, you're, if you're doing it, you've decided, I'm going to take the jump, I'm going to take the leap, I'm going to do this on my own. It's versus going to work for a larger company or someone else that is their choice, right? So once you've made that choice, you're kind of on that path, I think.
That's true. But, for example, I could go out and buy a business tomorrow and inherit goodwill, inherit a customer base, inherit all kinds of things associated with that business. But I'm not quite sure that would make me an entrepreneur in the same way that you are an entrepreneur. Would it?
Okay, you mean like, well, I think that would qualify someone as an entrepreneur as long as they're in the business. But it is different, you're correct, from starting from scratch, coming up with the idea, developing the plan, building the team, finding the funding, building the product, all those things. Yeah, there's a lot that goes into that. And that is, yeah, I guess there is a difference there. Just buying into it versus building it.
Because it used to be that when we would use the term entrepreneur, all the things that you just mentioned were embodied in that. Somebody who had a vision and usually a pretty grand one and then was able to put all these other pieces into the puzzle and suddenly there was this vision, maybe lesser or greater than had been originally conceived, but there was someone who was, you know, driving the boat and for everybody. And we tend to use that term now, entrepreneur, to mean just sort of anyone who has a business and who is doing some of the same things. But I'm just wondering if somehow we've diluted a very rarefied group. Do you think so?
Well, I think there's the barriers to entry, especially in the tech side today, are lowered. They're much lowered. If you think about all the infrastructure, just think about restaurants as a kind of an old school type concept. If you were to start a restaurant from scratch, you'd have a shell of a place, and you'd have to go and do your plumbing and your vent and your heating and your conditioning and all the cooking plate utensils and the tables and chairs. There'd be a lot to do. To start a business even in tech community, that's what you have to do before. You have to get all your servers, your programmers, blah, 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 right? Nowadays, a lot of that infrastructure is readily available. So sort of like getting a space, a restaurant space, already picked out and built. Now for a tech company, a lot of that technical infrastructure, the connectivity, the servers, is available very easily instead of building up yourself. So it's easier to get into entrepreneurial tech business today. So the barrier to entry is lower, which gives everyone a better chance to get started. But then the next steps get harder and harder because you're competing with a lot of different people.
There also seems to be, though, a different way of looking at how business is being done now, particularly among young entrepreneurs, in the way they view collaboration and success. Would that be true?
Well, I mean, in general, we're all much more connected now, right, because of the internet and social media and whatnot. So I think we've grown up, the young entrepreneurs today have grown up in a world where everyone is connected, and hopefully you can see the benefits of that, whether it's collaborating with someone in your local area or someone across the country or someone globally. That opportunity is there, and we certainly do that in our company. And there's the benefits of finding the best resources, the best people all over the place when you have that collaboration.
Is there any downside to that?
I'm not sure about downsides. It's a matter of ideas spread so fast. You walk this fine line of sharing what you have and collaborating versus, well, someone's going to take my idea. And you need to kind of lean more towards being a little more open and moving fast versus being secret about everything and hoping someone's not going to copy your idea, because it's going to happen anyway.
And that's just a fact that you accept.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta, like I said, you walk in the fine line. You just gotta kind of play it smart, figure out who your partners are, who you're working with, and decide how much information you're giving out. But the key again overall is to move fast. And if you keep everything secret, it's hard to do that.
Okay, so I hear you say move fast, be discerning as you're moving fast, and don't be afraid to collaborate.
Right.
If you had to sort of paint me a picture of what Hawaii entrepreneurism looks like now, I mean, particularly for your cohort, what would you say?
Okay, so when you talk about cohort, I think you're referring to the fact that we went through the first cohort of Blue Startups.
No, I wasn't thinking just about Blue Startups, but I mean just in general of, you know, those of you who are doing what you're doing now, creating businesses and who are young entrepreneurs. Is there something about that group that everybody else isn't seeing? Something you'd like us to know about that group in particular, what you guys look like, what is really, really different about you that you think maybe we aren't noticing as much?
Well, maybe if you see different from previous generations, you know, Hawaii has always had a lot of smart people, and some of them stayed, but a lot of them leave. And pretty much the path to get anywhere in the past was to go ahead and leave. But we've had a lot of people leave and come back. And so now that the younger folks today that are entrepreneurial have resource to look to and tap into that experience that we didn't have before. Combine that with the opportunity to get into technology businesses a lot easier and have resources all over the world. That capability is allowing some of the folks to try it out here versus automatically leaving. And so in that fact, there's a lot going on in the ecosystem now that supports these young entrepreneurs to go ahead and take a stab at it.
And to be able to stay here while they're doing it. Well, we wish you all of the best with Toe Choice. Seems like you're doing a really great job and enjoying it, too. Thanks so much for spending a little time with us this morning.
Thank you.
We've been just talking with Dave Kozuki, who's the co-founder and CEO of Toe Choice. It's an instant mobile bidding platform to provide roadside assistance to a stranded motorist. It's headquartered in Honolulu, but it also operates on the mainland and was part of the Blue Startups cohort. You're listening to The Conversation on Statewide, member-supported HBR2 at 8:16. Coming up, the long tradition of Beijing opera at UH. But get ready, here comes the quiz.
Ulanai, umau, ukahu ulabe,